CliffCentral.com.
All right, listen, I want to bring George Meany in here. You've met George before.
Auto Trader.
Yeah, he's had you on the stage at Auto Trader many times, he says here.
Hey, George, how's it, man?
Hey, Barry, how's it going?
What? Good, man. Listen, I want to buy a Renault 16. What do you think?
Ball joints go, Jono. Ball joints go.
Thanks, George. I appreciate your help. George has actually had me a few times, you know.
Yeah.
Three of them were over cars. They sold me shit cars. But other than that... Now, George, well done, George. I appreciate what you're doing. And George and I mean, we talk to a lot to each other, and he's very cool. So thank you. What is your question, George?
No, Barry, we bring George on every Friday to tell us some stories from the world of cars and the lifestyle of cars and everything else. He goes to all these shows all over the world. So actually, he's here to tell us some stuff. Do you want to hear it?
Absolutely. Can I just quickly, and I'm pain in the ass. Somebody said to me the other day, why don't you buy an e-car, an electric car? I said, are you crazy? Yeah. What happens if there's load shedding? My car's going to stop in the middle of the motorway. The guy's like, what do you mean? Go, George. It's your time. Ladies and gentlemen, George.
Go on, George.
Auto Trader.
Let's go.
Yeah. Well, Barry, I drive one. You know what? I actually almost ran out of battery probably a few months back, but that was my own fault. We were on, I think, stage 7 load shedding or 8 load shedding, 18 load shedding or something. And I woke up one morning. I had to go to the other side of Boksburg somewhere to, you know, some car dealer. And I had 30% on the battery. I would never have made it there and back. And it was load shedding. So I'd forgotten to plug the car in overnight.
That's a you problem, George. That's a you problem and a your fault.
It's my fault.
You've got to be positive about this, George.
Exactly. But the positivity was I found an area not too far from me, being Boksburg, that wasn't in load shedding, and I managed to get to the fast charger, charged the car for 30 minutes, went on my way.
Look at
Boksburg to the rescue. Thank you.
Boksburg. Boksburg. He's very proud.
All right, George. Joel, well done. What else? What sort of other useless information?
Here's a piece of useless information.
Who said that you were stranded in Boksburg? Not me.
There's a big motoring world, which is a car dealership in the UK. And this gentleman by the name of Graham Mitchell. Nobody knows who Graham Mitchell is, but his name is Graham Mitchell.
I do. He owns Motoring World. I know him.
He decided to do an interview differently. So what kind of interesting interviews have you had if you've gone for job interviews? So what he did was he took the candidates, put them in the back seat of an M5 competition and put a racing driver in the front, put helmets on, obviously, and sat next to them and conducted the interview while racing around the racetrack.
Wow. And then he watched them to see if they were reacting badly.
Well, he was. He said it was the perfect opportunity to create a pressurized environment
and sell toilet paper at the same time.
Well, exactly. I actually spoke to someone who is a proper bona fide billionaire in dollars, and he told me that what he used to
do. Single?
No, he's very old now. Awesome. What he used to do is he used to put himself in the passenger seat and then tell the person he was interviewing to drive them to the warehouse or whatever. And he'd watch the way they behave in traffic. If they were anxious and if they were too uptight and if they brake too quickly or if they drove too fast. And then he'd figure out if these are people who can be relied upon or not. You can see it in their driving. This makes a lot of sense too. Yeah.
Well, there was a big there was an entrepreneur in the United States, a similar story to yours, Gareth. He would take the candidate to the local coffee shop. There's the story about these two candidates, one highly competent, got all the degrees, and the other one, yes, got the education, not as class straight A student as the other one. He hired the second one. And when he was asked, well, why didn't you hire the straight A student? He said, my test at that coffee shop is actually how they treat the waiters.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Very good.
So it doesn't matter what their education, how they're going to treat other people in their job is going to be the deciding factor of their success.
How's this? I did a gig for a friend of mine who runs Pick and Pay in Zimbabwe. And he joined there and he pulled me up there a golf day and he didn't tell anybody who he was. And we spent the day jawling around in this golf cart, talking to these suppliers and whatever. And the most of them were okay, but a couple of them were like really, really arrogant towards Malcolm, my mate Malcolm, you know? And I asked him that same thing. Why are you doing this? He says, because I want to see who's who in a zoo. Because when they come into my office next week, they're going to get the biggest fright of their life. And that's what happened. A few of the guys I know that as they walked in, they realized it was this. And he said, just leave. We're taking your shit off the stuff because you treated me like I was.
Wow.
So it's the same principle, isn't it, really?
Exactly. Sure. Good, that's fantastic. Yeah, I mean,
it's like there should be a test for how you treat people, because at the end of the day, we're all people in this world trying to be successful. And, you know, if you're going to be a dick, it doesn't matter how clever you are.
Yeah, that's 100% right.
You can't be just a dick. You have to be a dick with a vagina as well. Otherwise, it's not completely. And if you don't mind, I would appreciate it if you call me Shirley Simpiwe.
Is that how you identify?
All right. What else, George?
And then finally, Gareth, what are weird things that you have potentially left inside a car when you sold it, or maybe you found inside a car when you bought it? So it's one car dealership chain in the UK again. They've got 500 branches, and they have found over 130,000 items per year across their 500 dealerships. So 130,000 items per year.
But what were they?
From wallets to shopping bags to dash cams to charging cables, all the normal stuff. But the worst of them is one day a couple walked in to buy a car, left their child in the car
that they were
trading. Well, now, the reason they did that wasn't because they didn't like the child or they forgot about the child. Each parent just thought that the other parent had taken the child. And they didn't
That's not true. I think it was because there's a real shortage of orphanages and the motor dealership. Yeah, right?
And perhaps they were selling car seats.
Have forgotten dogs in cars, hard-boiled eggs. Imagine finding a hard-boiled egg in a car. What if you don't find the hard-boiled egg in the car?
Yeah, well,
that would be a very bad yolk.
Oh my God! He just keeps it. He just keeps on coming. All right. Well,
please
listen.
Don't be that guy. Barry's close enough.
Barry, we love you. Thank you so much, my friend. And it's been so. It's been so lovely to have you on here, and thank you for sharing all of this stuff. It's nice to have meaningful conversations on a Friday, but also make us laugh. And George, good to see you. We'll catch up with you next week. Everybody have a happy weekend. We will see you on Monday. Bye. CliffCentral.com.